Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Let's Learn Real Estate, the podcast for anyone who is interested in buying, selling, invest anything real estate. This is for you. I am your host, Melissa, and today will basically be a sample of what you're going to learn in this podcast. There's so much to cover. Now, if today goes a bit over your head, don't worry, because we are going to start off the next one. We're going to go very slow from A to Z. So let's get started. Okay, so for the first thing, we're going to go over four types of listing agreements. This is very important to know. Understand that listing agreements establish a relationship between the real estate agent and the property seller. There are similar agreements that may be used between a buyer and an agent when the buyer is represented. So the first is exclusive right to sell. In this agreement, the agent gets paid no matter who sells the property, regardless of whether it's the agent or the seller. Exclusive agency listing. Now, the agent gets paid in this type of agreement only if they sell the property. No fee is earned if the owner alone sells the property. Open listing. In this type of agreement, sellers have the right to use as many brokers as they want. However, the seller isn't obligated to pay any of them if he or she sells the property without the broker's help. Now, net listing. Now, this may be illegal in your state. This is an agreement where the agent gets to keep everything he can get that's more than the sale price the owner wants. So check with your state. That definitely may be illegal. Now, as with any field, there are confusing word pairs, terminology. So it's important to know what these words mean. So, I'm going to give you seven word pairs that often get confused. The first is condominium and cooperative. Some people think they're the same thing, but a condominium owner actually owns real estate. This ownership actually is usually the airspace and an interest as a tenant in common of the land. However, a cooperative owner owns shares in a corporation that owns a building. The shareholder also gets a proprietary lease, which enables the shareholder to occupy a unit. Foreclosure and forfeiture. Foreclosure is the loss of a property to pay off a debt. However, a forfeiture is losing the property because of disobeying a condition in the deed. Grantor and grantee. Now, the grantor gives, sells, or transfers the property to the grantee. The grantee is the person who receives the property. Now, leasehold versus leased fee. The leasehold interest is the tenant's interest in the property. The tenant holds the lease. Now, the leased fee interest is the owner or landlord's interest. That's their actual interest. Mortgagor versus mortgagee. The mortgagor is the borrower. That's the person borrowing the money. The mortgagee is the lender. So the borrower gives a mortgage to the lender. The lender gives money to the borrower. Replacement costs versus reproduction costs. Now, these terms are associated with the cost approach to valuing a property. Replacement cost is the cost to produce a structure that is essentially the same as the existing structure, but using modern materials and standards. Reproduction costs is an estimate of the cost to produce exactly the same structure with the same materials. Okay, and then we have tax credit versus tax deduction. A tax credit is subtracted from the taxes due. Okay, a tax credit is subtracted from the taxes due. So that's what's paid. A tax deduction is subtracted from income. If all things are equal, a tax credit generally is more valuable than a tax deduction of the same amount, of course. Now we're going to go over the four kinds of real estate ownership. Most people think that there's only one way to own a property. You either own the property or you didn't. Well, there are several types of property ownership. There's tenancy and severalty. And even though this may sound like more, this type of ownership is ownership by one person or a corporation. Then there's tenancy in common. That's equal or unequal undivided ownership between two or more people, and is what is characterized as this type of ownership. If an owner dies, the deceased person's share is conveyed to his or her heirs, not to the other owners. So if you own Tennessee in Common, you die, your part doesn't get separated among the other owners. It goes to your heirs. Then there's joint tenancy. The four unities that must exist for this type of ownership to exist are interest. Each owner has to have the same interest in a joint tenancy. Possession. All owners hold an undivided interest. Time. All owners receive an interest at the same time. And title. All owners acquire their interest in the same deed. Now, if one owner of a joint tenancy dies, that owner's interest reverts to the other owners. The right of survivorship may vary state by state, so definitely check. Now, tenancy by the entirety. This is ownership that's available only to married couples. Tenancy by the entirety means that the property may not be sold without the agreement of both parties. The right of survivorship exists to the extent that if one spouse dies, his or her interest reverts to the other spouse. Now we're just going to go over some real estate words for giving up and losing a property. Dedication. When you dedicate property, you essentially give it up voluntarily to the government. An example is a developer giving up streets in a subdivision. Public grant. A public grant of land is just the opposite of dedication. The government actually is giving property to private individuals. Adverse possession. When someone uses your property for a long period of time, you may end up losing the property or having your rights to the property restricted. Avulsion. Avulsion is the sudden loss of land by an act of nature, let's say like a landslide. Erosion. It's a little like avulsion, but erosion is the gradual loss of land by an act of nature. Like a property lost along the bank of a river is gradual. Partition. A partition is a legal proceeding to divide property owned by two or more people. Now, the last thing I'm going to cover on this episode is the six fiduciary duties of a real estate agent. Now, in a relationship between a real estate agent and a client, that's called fiduciary relationship. Fiduciary means faithful servant, and an agent is a fiduciary client. In real estate, a broker or a salesperson can be an agent of a seller or a buyer. So here are some terms. Here's some of the fiduciary duties that an agent owes her client. Accounting. An agent must account for all funds entrusted to her or him, and not commingle, which means combine, client and customer funds with his or her personal and/or business funds. Care. The agent must use all of his or her skills to the best of his or her ability on behalf of the client. Confidentiality. The agent must keep confidential any information given to them by their client, especially information that may be damaging to the client in a negotiation. Disclosure. The agent must disclose to the client any information she receives that may benefit the client's position in a negotiation. Loyalty. The agent owes undivided loyalty to the client and puts the client's interest above her own. Obedience. The agent must obey all lawful orders the client gives her or him. So that is it for this episode. There will be many more. We are going to start slower. I just wanted to give you an example of what to expect. So follow this podcast. The blog will be coming up shortly. That's going to have a lot of information on there. So I'm definitely going to share that with you guys on the next episode. We are going to go over so much terminology. There's so much to learn. And again, this is a podcast for everyone because it will come in handy. Even if you're a homeowner or looking to buy, you want to know these things so you know what's going on. So I'm putting it in your hands that you understand what's going on and you're just not following. And it's great for anyone learning real estate, wanting to brush up on real estate. This information, it's all over, but here you can sit and listen to it in your spare time and just learn. So, I am going to end this episode, and I hope that you will follow the podcast, return for future episodes, and together we can learn, we can brush up, and we can conquer real estate. So have a great day, you guys, and until next time.